Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Jeff and Barbara Yamashita have been married for more than 50 years. In 1987, when Jeff retired from the Honolulu Police Department as a homicide detective, and Barbara was a teacher at Punahou, they pioneered Waianae Assembly of God, initiated by the late Pastor William Ayu of Palisades Community Chapel. How did God touch their hearts in such a way that they took that step of faith, a faith move that continues to impact people today? They're here to share about that and more. Now, the Good Life Radio Show, why are we here? Why do we exist? Well, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, that you would know that whatever challenge you might be facing, however difficult something might be in your life right now, dear friend, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who loves you so much. He knows you. He knows the challenge. He knows how difficult the task. He knows how you feel. Even in times when we feel life is hopeless or close to hopeless. You know what? In reality, it's not hopeless in Christ because He has the power of the resurrection. Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. And yes, He was buried. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ is the bridge to life. He creates the opportunity now for you, no matter where you are in life, for you to know God in a personal way. So our question, dear one, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Would you surrender your life to Him? Will you surrender your problem to Him, your troubles to Him? Let Him come and be the Lord of your life. He will take you through with His power of the resurrection. He will bring you back, dear one, in a new and living way. Pastor Jeff and Barbara Yamashita, well, they have 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 2 great-granddaughters. Pastor Jeff and Barbara, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
We'll start with you, Pastor Jeff, and then Barb, you next. Where did you grow up?
Well, majority of my growing up was in Palama, near the famous landmark Tamashio Market, just the opposite end of the block. And I spent all my young days at Palama Settlement and went to the Kalihi schools, Kalakaua Intermediate, and then Farrington High School.
And did you go to Kaiulani?
Yes, I went to Kaiulani. Yes, elementary school, right across the street from my home.
Pastor Jeff, you have a connection with my mother because she also went to Kaiulani. Well, Kaiulani and Kalakaua and Farrington.
She went to Farrington too. Wow. Good for governors.
Governors, yeah. A lot of great people came out of Farrington, Farrington High School.
Yes.
How about you, Barb?
I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and when I was 1, we moved out onto Long Island, out east on Long Island, and grew up in the suburbs, and came to Hawaii in 1962.
What brought you to Hawaii?
My brother was invited by a friend of his who had come from New York to Hawaii. He had met a girl from Maui, wanted to get married, and he wrote a letter to my 19-year-old brother, said, come be my best man. So my brother hitchhiked across the country and flew from California to Hawaii, and then he would send pictures back, pictures of him climbing a coconut tree and things like that. And I was a teacher at the time, and telling my fellow teachers about my brother in Hawaii. And that was very unusual there in New York. People didn't fly to Hawaii regularly. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers pointed to me and said, Barbara, you need to get your master's degree if you want to keep teaching in New York. So why don't you go to Hawaii and get your master's degree? Mm-hmm. And at first it was like he was telling me to go to the moon. But I thought about it, and I applied and was accepted, and took my first plane ride ever and flew from Long Island, New York, to Honolulu in 1962.
Hmm. Pastor Jeff, yes. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My mom, most of all, and then my coach. But I'll tell you about my mom. She brought myself and two brothers. I'm the oldest of three boys, and my parents were divorced when I was 6 years of age. And I had, at that time, well, of course, I didn't know Christ, but my mom was very strict with us, which is a good thing. We went to church every Sunday. Of course, we didn't want to, but we did. And went to St. Elizabeth's Episcopal Church in Palama. And that was the influence that I had. My mom was very loving, took care of us, and she raised us. She remarried several years later, but my stepfather actually didn't handle us, because my mom said, I'll take care of the boys, and she did. And because of her strict upbringing and watching over us, and I give credit to Palama Center, because our coaches and friends did a social workers became our surrogate parents. You know, we were brought up through them and had very good training there. And my mom never worried about us, because she'd work at Liberty House in downtown Honolulu. And my mom was very influential in the sense that because she loved the Lord in her own way at the time, was very praying for us all the time and brought us up right. And two of us became police officers, myself and my brother Larry, just below me. And then my kid brother Lincoln became a school teacher. So she really did well in bringing us up, because as I was raised in Palama, it was a rough area. Had a lot of friends that went the other way. And when I became a police officer and I actually went to scenes of homicide, and I saw six of my friends that were killed because of different circumstances. So I give credit to my mom keeping us going straight, and also the coaches and friends at Palama. One coach was Harry Mamizuka, who coached us in swimming. I became a swimmer, and three of us actually swam, but my brother Larry was better in running sports, baseball and basketball. So he got a scholarship to Mid-Pacific. So my kid brother Lincoln and I became swimmers. In fact, my kid brother went to Idaho State University on a scholarship, and that's why he became a teacher. And Harry Mamizuka, we call him Mami, had a great influence on my life and a lot of us, but especially me, because every once in a while he'd sit us down after practice and say, and I hear his voice all the time saying, whatever you become, whatever career you take, make sure you do the best you can do. And never worry about another person, just do what you can do, the best you can do. That rang in my ears throughout my career as a police officer and wherever I worked. So I try to do my best, not trying to compare with others. And he was very influential. We were poor, but not that very poor. My mother took care of some things. But whenever we go to swimming meets, like at Punahou or different schools, and of course we didn't have lunch money, he would buy us hot dogs and you know, soda and whatever we needed. He'd give us, because a lot of my playmates were from Mayor Wright's housing and Lana Kila area, and we weren't that well to do. So, but you know, I could relive my entire childhood again in Palama. I just had a good time. I really enjoyed my life. And my mother made sure that we were well taken care of. So those two, my mom and Coach Mami Zuka, were my great influence in my life.
Barb, how about you there in Brooklyn, on Long Island? Who influenced you the most in your growing up years?
Well, I think of both of my parents, and they were very responsible and, scheduled. And I do remember that my dad, it's interesting, he didn't seem to think that other people thought well of him. You know, nobody cares about our name was MacDougall. And when I was growing up, I found myself trying to encourage my father and telling him, because we went to a small Presbyterian church, and he was on the board. In fact, he was the clerk of the session. And when he would say something, oh, nobody cares about MacDougall, I said, Dad, you're very responsible. You've been chosen by other people in the church to be be a member of the session. And I remember that they'd take the offering and put it in a bank bag and hand it to my dad. He had the key. Mm-hmm. And we would count the money after Sunday dinner. So I knew, I was brought up, my dad, I knew he was very responsible and honest, and I knew that everybody in the church trusted him because they just handed him all the money and we counted it and then he deposited it in the bank. So I learned that. I think I was also influenced somewhat by some of the young pastors we had in the church, and we went to a youth camp, and I remember some of the young pastors there that I kind of, and we ended up, they asked me to be on the pulpit committee when I was 16 years old, when we needed and so I said, I want this pastor that I met at youth camp, and all we teenagers said, yes, yes, and that young man and his wife mm-hmm. became our pastors of our church, and that was wonderful.
Well, I see the influence. excuse me, I've got the coughs here. Maybe the change of weather here in Boston, but the influence that you had, excuse me, even so young, Barbara, encouraging your father.
May I ask, Barb, how many siblings did you have?
I have one brother a couple years younger than I.
So you were both firstborn in
yes.
your families.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. And you're doing okay. 50 plus years, that's pretty good.
We knock heads once in a while.
Yes. Yeah, I understand. Sometimes two firstborns, but
not
thanks,
in this case.
Thanks
not
to
in this
Jesus.
Case.
Amen.
Okay.
When we come back, there is a pressing question now that I need to ask when we come back from our break. And it is this, Jeff Yamashita, how did you and Barbara MacDougall come together? How did you meet? I suspect something happened in Hawaii when she was here for her master's degree. Who would have ever known? Her teacher friends certainly were unable to discover what happened until she revealed what would take place. When we come back, she'll share more.
During the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, a young man is growing up with his two other brothers, he's the oldest, in the Kapalama area. And goes to school, grows up, becomes a police officer. But who would have known? Hey, halfway around, I was going to say halfway around the world, but on the other side of the country, there's a woman in New York. And God is working in their lives. Eventually, something happens. And you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. He said, Danny, why do you bring that up? I said, well, you see, there are things that happen in life that are far beyond what we can orchestrate, what we can plan, the things that we can do on our own. And we're just here to remind you that there is so much more than our own capabilities. And it's possible to tap into that more. I'm not trying to be cryptic here. That more is in relation to God and God's plan for our lives. Your life, even if you're going through a moment that may be difficult. And you may be going through a great time right now, and we thank God for that. But you know the ebb and flow of life? There's a steady faithfulness that God has, even in the ups and downs. So I'm glad you're with us today. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Pastor Jeff and Barbara Yamashita at waianaiassemblyofgod.com.
So in 1962, coming all the way across the United States and the Pacific Ocean, Barb arrives in Hawaii. My question, how and when did the two of you meet?
We met about, I'd been here about a year in Hawaii, and I was at grad school at UH, and I had friends there in grad school, and one of my friends was a fellow named George. And I found out later that he was a classmate of Jeff's, but I didn't know that this time. So George invited a bunch of us to a beach party on a Sunday. We didn't go to church those days on Sunday. And so I was invited, and then he said a couple of his friends would come and pick me up, give me a ride to the beach party, which was in Makua. And so they arrived. I'd met them briefly before, and then they said, we have to pick up one more guy. And we drove to Aiea, and we stopped in front of a house where Jeff lived. And there he was, and I remember thinking he was cute. And then he got in the car, and we continued to this beach party. And I guess I was attracted, and so I kind of followed him, and he jumped right in the water because he loves to swim. So I was sitting on the sand waiting and thinking, what am I doing waiting for this fellow to come out of the water? I don't even know him. Uh-huh. But that's how we met, at this beach party.
And so, Jeff, what were you thinking with this girl sitting on the beach and you're in the water? Did you notice her?
Oh, yes, I noticed her, but I always tell people it was love at first sight. for her. Because like you said, she saw me. I thought she was nice, but I didn't think anything of that. So anyway.
Typical boy, Barb. It's okay.
No, we developed, we started talking and the thing about us, we borrowed somebody else's spear gun and spear and goggles, and we went into a tide pool, 5x10 tide pool, big tide pool, but and about 4 feet deep, and two of us in there. Isn't that something? That's what we were doing. And then we had a bonfire at night, and people were singing, talking, starring, and all of a sudden, Barbara and I were playing footsies, you know, those.
This is this first night?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
In the sand,
this.
We're doing that. Yeah, this is a story that we tell because last year she got this pillow and a plaque saying sandy toes and salty kisses. So she bought that. This has a relation to what I'm saying. She, so all of a sudden, Barbara got up, grabbed my straw hat, ran down the beach, threw it in the water, and I ran after her. So I tackled her in the water. The waves came in, you know, it wasn't rough, but waves came and went over us. And I illustrate this as, remember the show From Here to Eternity? Yeah?
Yes,
remember?
I do. I can almost see the
Burt
beach
Lancaster,
now.
Burt Lancaster, and
yes.
I forgot the actress's name. But anyway.
Ava Gardner, maybe?
Anyway, I tackled her and I gave her a kiss on the lip. That was spontaneous. I didn't think about that. So anyway, we developed a friendship, and a week later, I took her out. Yeah, she was waiting the whole week thinking, how come he doesn't call me? But I did, finally.
And so you had that date the next week, and then when were you married? How long did you date?
2 years later, yeah. Wonderful. We got engaged a year later, and then got married 2 years later, yeah. So
beautiful.
We had a wonderful time with all of our friends going out together, yeah.
So did your, Barb, did your family come from New York to Hawaii for the wedding, or did you get? I'm assuming you got married in Hawaii, but maybe you got. Did you get married in Hawaii or New York or?
Yes, we got married in Hawaii, and my parents and my brother both came to Hawaii, because he had since. In the meantime, he had left Hawaii. They came, and it's interesting. My maid of honor, who I'd known since fourth grade, just happened to be coming through Hawaii on her way from Lebanon, Beirut, Lebanon, right at the time of our wedding. So she was able to be my matron of honor. It was very special.
Yeah.
Well, how did you become Christians?
Well, Barbara, why don't you tell your story first? She became a Christian before I did.
I know that the reason I became a Christian is not because I was seeking God, but because God was seeking me. And that realization just makes me very happy. I was involved in the La Leche League, a nursing mothers organization, and I made some friends, and I realized some of them were particularly, and I came to realize they were Christians. And this one gal, she lived on the other side of the island from me, and we'd talk on the phone. Her husband was a bartender. My husband was a homicide detective, and they worked at night, so we would be talking. We were home with our children, talking to each other. And she had recently made a commitment to Christ, and so she told me about it and encouraged me and told me a kind of prayer I could say to ask Jesus to be my Savior. So I told her thank you, and I hung up, and I was by myself at home, and I just said, the prayer I said was, God, if you really are the God that my friends are telling me about, then I want to know you, and I want to receive your Savior, Jesus Christ. I didn't know much of anything, but God answered.
And how soon? In what way?
It wasn't nothing spectacular, but somehow I just knew that something had happened special. And at that time, we were already going to church, and so I was really listening more carefully now reading God's Word, as some people told me, "What read this, read that."
That was 1975.
She came to the Lord, but 74 she was ministered to by her friends. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Pastor Jeff?
Well, I was working hard as a homicide detective, and we had three children at that time. And Barbara was invited by one of the gals from La Leche League to go to church with her. And this is before Barbara accepted the Lord. And she was wise enough. She was a military wife, and she lived in Camp Catlin, and says, Barbara, why don't you come to church? So Barbara went with the kids, and I didn't. I stayed home. And they went to Camp Smith Chapel and had a Baptist preacher preaching. And then one Sunday, my oldest son was 8 years old, came home and says, Dad, when are you going to come to church with us? I never answered him. I couldn't. I was home watching TV and reading a newspaper. So eventually that worked on me because we had people praying. I didn't know that at the time for us. So eventually, about August or somewhere in 1974, I was working and I came home late one night. And Barbara usually either waits up or she gets up and tries to see if I need something to eat. Well, she came and greeted me at the door, and all of a sudden, out of my mouth came these words, I'm going to go to church with you tomorrow, which was Sunday morning already. And she says, what? She was surprised. What time do you want me to wake you up? I says, what time you get up? And that wasn't me, Dan. I didn't think of saying that. It was the Holy Spirit, because all of a sudden, from what my son told me, the Holy Spirit was working on my spirit. So anyway, I went to church, chapel with them, and we went several months, and then Barbara received the Lord in January of 75. And then another gal from La Leche League, Judy Fujimoto, told Barbara, oh, why don't you come visit our church? And that was under Roy Sasaki, Pastor Roy Sasaki, of Keolomana United Methodist Church. She said, if Jeff comes, Fuji, her husband, will come, and because we knew each other. So I said, okay. So we went, and Fuji, shortly after we went to church there, he got saved. And then in March of 1975, we went to a tent meeting. Vinita Mack was preaching at Kapilani Park, and there were about 300 people in a big tent, and I was sitting in the back row with Barbara, and in front of us were like 12 people from our church, and Pastor Sasaki was right in front of me. And I remember she was preaching on the end times, and you know, husbands, straighten up your families, kind of, you know, get your family in order. And all of a sudden I saw my whole life going through my mind like a TV screen. And I was in sin, and I wasn't doing what I should do. And I got convicted. I started crying. And I'm not talking about just tears in my eyes. I was sobbing loudly, you know. And Hanabara, down, you know. And I couldn't stop. I didn't want to cry. I didn't want to stop. But it was the whole, I really believe it was my spirit crying out. And she says, four lines. I want four lines to come up. And not in this order, but she said, one for salvation, one for deliverance, one for healing, and one for the filling of the Holy Spirit. And I didn't know even what salvation meant. So in sobbing loudly, I tapped Pastor Roy on the back. Said, Pastor Roy, I don't know where to go. He says, come. He grabs my hand. We run up to the front. Eventually, she comes down the line, and she says, son, what do you want? I says, I don't know. So she says, let's say this prayer. So I repeated the prayer, and she said, let's do it again. Now, she doesn't remember this because we became friends later, and she taught us some things. But I told her a story that you had me do it twice, I guess because of my hard heart. But we did it again, and she reached up towards me, and I fell down. And now, I described that as being like knocked out, but I knew what was going on, even though I was crying. I stayed on the grass for about half an hour. In fact, they were clearing up when I finally got up. And it's like being knocked out because as a teenager, I boxed in PAL, and I got knocked out twice. But you know, when I got knocked out, I didn't remember anything. Mm-hmm. But this time I could hear people talking and stuff. So when I got up, I looked at Barbara. She had come up because Roy Sasaki was next to me, and Barbara came up and prayed. And then I then asked her for forgiveness, and she didn't know what was going on, but I said, I asked you for forgiveness because I was unfaithful to her. And that's what the Lord was showing me. Mm-hmm. And Danny, one thing good about this is God showed me forgiveness, because right after I got up and talked to Barbara, this guy came up, and I didn't recognize him through my tears. This guy went to school with me, and he didn't like me because we had some incident, and I won't go into that. But I didn't see him from high school to that time, first time I've seen him. And he came up to me, stretched his hand, right hand out, and says, and shook my hand, and says, praise the Lord, and walked away.
Wow.
And I didn't know who he was, and he said his first name. Then I remember, and he walked away. God showed me forgiveness at that very point when I accepted him, accepted Jesus into my life. So, you know, months later, I realized what it was. God was showing me forgiveness. So that was really instrumental in my life about God's forgiveness. So that's what
Danny,
happened.
Danny, there is so much here. Where can we start? Just real quickly for our listeners, did you hear Jeff comment that people were praying for him? I believe we've all been prayed into the kingdom, and I hope our listeners will listen to that, not only for their salvation, but to be praying for those that they love and they know are lost. And then did you catch the phrase, Danny, tent ministry?
I remember that. I remember
yes,
that.
Danny,
that those are special moments, yeah. Indeed. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Suzanne and Jeff, thank you for your graciousness. And Barb, the forgiveness of God is very powerful, but it's tangible. And by that I mean you can experience the forgiveness of God. You have never gone so far away from God that as you come before Him with humility and brokenness and openness, the forgiveness of God becomes available to you. And even as Suzanne said, people may be praying for you that you don't even know
exactly.
Are praying for you. But Barb mentioned something earlier too. She said, not that I was seeking God, but that God was seeking me.
Yes.
And here today, as we go into our break, dear friend, as you're listening, you may have started listening. You may start listening to this program and you thought, well, you know, I don't even know how I came to this station. But you listened because of the story that was being told. Jeff and Barb's story. But something is happening in your heart. And there's an openness in your heart that you never knew before. It might seem mysterious to you. It may even be a bit disturbing why your heart is softened as it has. It's because the Lord is seeking you. Dear friend, would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our hope. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, how powerful is the power of forgiveness? Can it change lives? Can it heal marriages? Can it bring families back together? Well, of course it can. Forgiveness can do many things, marvelous things. Of course, forgiveness is not just forgiveness, but the issue is that it's not always that we are able to forgive on our own. But with the power of God, we can forgive. And with the power of God, the grace of Christ, we can experience the forgiveness of the Lord. It's available to you, my friend. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Pastor Jeff and Barb Yamashita. They are the pastors of Waianae Assembly of God. If you'd like to find out more about their ministry, WaianaeAssemblyOfGod.com. And if you'd like to hear this program, maybe you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety, this and other shows, at TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Pastor Jeff, someone today, as they listen, as they heard the part of the last segment as you were sharing, they're asking, in one way or another, can I be forgiven of my misdoings, my misdeeds, my sins? What would you say to them?
Yes, very assuredly. You know, my wife forgave me for my sin. And because of her forgiveness, I could move on with life. And the wonder of it all is how Jesus brought both of us through this journey in our life as Christians. And here we are pastoring a church. I mean, that's awesome, you know, that God can do that to people like us who had been sinners, but now we're saved. Because, you know, the first scripture that Barbara and I really relied on was, because of our transformation, was through Jesus Christ's forgiveness. It was 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that was the scripture we lived on. We still do, but lived on for early in our life as Christians, and the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, that, you know, who died for us on the cross. And because of him, we are where we are today. We're not perfect, but we're on a journey that God has blessed us so much, tremendously, our family, our church, and for Barbara and I. We still have issues in our lives, but you know what? We can turn to him right away, and he forgives us, and we just repent from our ways, and God always comes through. And I really believe that if people are listening, yes, they should know. The only way they can come to know the Father God is through Jesus Christ, who had died for their sins, and they can be worthy and valued by him.
Jeff, did you struggle at all with forgiving yourself?
Yes, initially when I said it, I meant it. But yes, we had to have some teaching through the Word.
And God works with that too, doesn't it?
Yes, God works through that, because Pastor Sasaki took us through some studies, and that really helped both Barbara and I to really realize that God does forgive, and we can live for him, and he still wants to use us. You know, mm-hmm. Yes.
How did you get called into the ministry?
Well, that's interesting. I never wanted to be a pastor or never thought of it. But when I was in the police department, myself and several others, we formed a fellowship of Christian peace officers. And we operated for years. And I was kind of became the leader in a sense. Not as a pastor, but a leader. I used to have Wednesday's lunch brown bag, because the Lord showed me to have a fellowship. And Chief Kiala allowed us, Francis Kiala allowed us, and then later on, the next chief allowed us to use the police commission room during the lunch hour. And we did it from 11 to 12, and I'd invite people like you, Danny, or somebody to come in and share testimony or preach for 45 minutes to an hour. And people bring their brown bag and eat. But then after a few months, some ladies from personnel says, what about us? I said, what do you mean? She said, we go to 12 o'clock lunch. So we carried that on for, so I started another. So I did the scheduling. And because I had a lot of friends out there, you know, the mayor's wife used to come in, and entertainers, Dick Jensen, my good friend who
was
I grew up with.
Joyce?
Yeah, Joyce Fossey and Dick Jensen, Carol Kai, people like, I named
Shaw
people.
Thompson.
Like, but then, and I, yes, and I had people that were just ordinary Christians. I mean, they weren't entitled, but they came in and shared, and people were so blessed. And we carried that on for years until I retired. But what's good from it is that they started a Bible study too on Thursday. So, not because of my initiative, that they wanted a Bible study. So they had a pastor come in and did a Bible study for years. Even when I retired, they carried that on. So that's my initiation into pastorship. So when I, Barbara and I served at Palisades Community Chapel, Assembly of God, under Pastor U for almost 10 and a half years. But in 1986, towards the end, I retired in June, end of June 1986, and towards the end of 86, he decided, Pastor, you decided to have a outreach in Waianae. So he and his assistant, Pastor Jeremiah Hoai, went out there with the worship team, and they had a following about 30 people or so at the multi-purpose room in Waianae, State Park. And we went out there a couple times, and I told Barbara, maybe we should help them more or something. And that's all I said. Then later on, another gal was to be the pastor, but she didn't like it because she's an evangelist. So we were disappointed. I was on the board. We were kind of disappointed. Then Pastor Yu, I guess a month or so later, told Barbara, I think I'm going to send you and Jeff out there. And she said, you better talk to my husband. So we had a long talk with him. And after about 4 hours, I knew it was God, because before I retired, Barbara and I were praying, and we said, Lord, we'll do anything for you, because I was 46 years of age, and I'm going to retire after 25 years with HPD. And I says, we'll do anything for you, and we agreed on that. And not knowing what God has in store, I didn't even have a job when I retired. But the next day after I retired, I did get a job. So ever since, God has blessed me with jobs. But anyway, so in 87, Pastor Yu sent us out after we talked to him, and September 87. So we started Waianae Assembly of God at that time, and we've been blessed ever since. So we're working on our 30th year coming 2017.
No, go ahead, Barb.
Go ahead, Barb, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just remembering that after Jeff was saved, about 2 years after that, he was attending Full Gospel Businessman meetings. And this man came up to Jeff and he says, Jeff, you know, God spoke to me something about you, and I want to share it with you. So would you and Barbara come and join my wife and I for breakfast out in
Miley,
out of Waianae side? And so we did. And this Jeff had been saved for 2 years. We were new Christians still. And this man said, God told me, Jeff, that you're to be a shepherd of a flock out here in Waianae. And Jeff said, where? I think he said Makaha.
But he pointed toward
Makaha.
Yeah.
And then Jeff said, when? And the man said, now. So we didn't reject it, but Jeff kind of put it on the shelf because we realized it couldn't be now. He's a brand new Christian. But shortly after we started pastoring Waianae Assembly of God, that came to Jeff's mind, and he remembered that prophecy. And here he is pastoring a church in Waianae. So that was a real confirmation to us that this was what God wanted us to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember his name when I was preaching at church while we were in a school. I shared that story about this guy, and I says, I forgot his last name, but his name is Eddie. One of the members stood up. She says, that's Eddie Hart. I said, that's right. And I said, where is he? Oh, he's on the mainland. I said, oh, I wish I could see him. This is 10 years after he told me about that prophecy. And you know, and he used the words, you know, you to be the shepherd of a flock here in Makaha. And he pointed towards the mountain, Mount Lahi-Lahi. We're standing on a beach, and he showed me that. He said, that's the place. And here we are 10 years later. That was in 77, 87.
Have you caught up with him since?
No, I don't know where
he
is.
We have to find him. He yes. has to know.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Now, what lessons has the Lord taught you as you went on in ministry, you raised your family? What lessons has the Lord taught you through challenging times, glorious times?
Okay. I shared you with the scripture that was initially in our life, but the scripture I like now is found in, this is the last few years. Barbara and I have really come to trust God for everything. You know, I keep telling our church people that whether you die or you live, if you live for Christ, you're going to go to heaven. So don't worry about death. Don't fear death. The scripture I like is found in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted among the people. But you know what I like about that is speaking to me, because if I can trust him, if I can trust him for that, or Barbara and I can trust him for everything, he will be exalted. And we want to do that. That's our mandate, to bring others to know him and exalt him. Because without the Lord, nothing happens.
And you can trust him.
Yes.
We can trust him. Our listeners can trust. He's a God to be trusted.
Yes. Amen.
Well, and there's something,
and a scripture that always encourages me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That helps me a great deal, because sometimes I have my own understanding and I have to say, no, if it's different from God's, delete.
You're not alone, Barb. I'm with you there, and I too need to delete from time to time. Dear friend, as we share in this time with you, and that's how Suzanne and I think of it, it's like we're having a coffee time conversation with our very special friends. And you are our friend, dear one. As you listen with us, you're invited in. You're a part of us. You're a part of what God is doing in our conversation. And sometimes I've been there too. When people are talking, I might not even be saying anything, but I'm digesting some of what's being said, and some of it relates with me. And there are moments when I feel like, wow, God, thank you. Thank you for reminding me here or encouraging me there with what my friends have said. And we hope that's part of the encouragement of what takes place in our interaction, in our dialogue together. And we're grateful that you're with us. When we come back from our break, lessons of leadership. I want to ask Pastor Jeff and Barb, how has the Lord helped them through moments, even lessons through challenges in the ministry, lessons through challenges in their professional lives, and how did the Lord teach them to go through that, and maybe they can share some of those nuggets along the way. Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun.
contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It's about 30 years since they started and pioneered the church, Waianae Assembly of God. And now the church is waiting for the city to approve their building permit so they can start construction on their new facility located on Makaha Valley Road in Waianae. Waianae Assembly of God. You can find out more at waianaeassemblyofgod.com. Pastored by Pastor Jeff and Barb Yamashita. They are with us today in studio. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and we're grateful that you're with us today. Again, you can find out more, get more resources and find out more about our show and the hundreds and hundreds of shows that you could find out for. But something, just type in there a subject and something will appear there for you, or what you need, a show that could relate to your situation in your life at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Barb and Jeff, as we finish this time, each of you maybe give me a couple of challenges through the ministry that you've experienced in nearly 30 years.
You would stop. Well, as Danny mentioned, the major one right now is getting our building. You know, we've been waiting all these years. We had the property since 1989. We paid it off after I stopped working, because I worked in law enforcement for almost 51 years. In 2012, I stopped, and God had a reason for that. In 2013, we concentrated on trying to get our building up. So we're waiting for the permit. That's the challenge we have. But initially, the biggest challenge is to, in the Waianae area, because I worked out there as a police officer for 8.5 years. And in fact, when we were sent out, people, even pastors, would say, "Oh, aren't you afraid being out Waianae?" I said, "No, I know all the crooks out there."
So exactly.
Anyway, the difference between trying to arrest and prosecute them and put them in jail is that I have to love them.
Yes.
You know, they're sinners like anybody else. So anyway, the main problem I saw, and there's some still, but because of the churches being out there and rising up, we've changed. I really feel we've changed the atmosphere and environment because of the Lord. But initially, when we went out, was a discipline problem. We felt the kids, because the parents weren't supportive and the kids couldn't make it, or they didn't feel that they were good enough, Barbara and I had to really put our foot down and tell them, "You can make it." And it's been proven in his last few years, maybe about 4 years ago, 4 years ago, a girl from Waianae High School went to Harvard. She got a scholarship there.
Yay. And that
came in the papers. That was beautiful. And we don't know her personally, but that was beautiful. We just applauded that. And just last year, one of our members who grew up in church, one of 11 in the family, 11 siblings of our deacon and his wife, got appointed to West Point.
Wow.
So he's there now and doing real well. And so we say, what good can come out from Waianae? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, of course. Mm-hmm. And because of Jesus, we believe the environment and even the atmosphere, you know, we can feel the difference, you know, the spiritual feeling out there. It used to be really a cloud over the Waianae coast. And because of the reputation they had in the 50s and 60s, because I started out there in the 60s, early 60s, and it was the Wild West. But now it's changed, and people have something to look forward to. And because of the churches working together, and of course the Lord Jesus Christ has been moving along the Waianae coast.
Quick. Pardon?
You.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you said that one of the challenges was the question, right, in ministry, and kind of agree with Jeff in that we want people to know that they are loved, and to convince people that God loves them is not always easy, but we can do it because we are children of God. And so this expressing love to people, some of whom have never had real genuine love expressed to them. And also the challenge, I love teaching. That seems to be what my calling is. And so God's word is clear. It says that we are of value and we are precious to God. And so that's, we want to tell people the truth, that they are precious and of value, and that their purpose is already, God has a purpose for their life. And those are some of the things that we want to communicate to people, and God is helping us do that.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jeff and Barb Yamashita, I want to just express my deep gratitude for you being with us today and for sharing your heart as you've shared with us and our dear listeners. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome.
My friend, it's always a blessing to be with you too. And so we thank our guests, Pastor Jeff and Barb, and hope that you've been touched. Connect with them at WaianaeAssemblyOfGod.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. You can listen to thegoodlifehawaii.com at 24/7, available for you. Psalm 95, verse 3 and 4 says, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Pastor Jeff and Barb Yamashita. Again, find out more at WaianaeAssemblyOfGod.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.